Unpack's the right word, because I've got a hamper, a picnic hamper for the Israelites in the wilderness. Lovely. Has anybody had anything to eat today yet?
No.
Oh, it's a hard life, isn't it? Some of you have, though. What have you had to eat? Cereal? Fruit? Toast? Bacon sandwich? Bacon butties. Lovely. Do you know, I heard a remarkable thing last week. I met a chap from Pakistan, and in Pakistan, bacon is illegal. If you fly into Pakistan carrying bacon, you get arrested. But you can have bacon butties in Pakistan, it's just they're made of beef, that's all. Isn't that weird? Yeah, very good. Anybody else had anything good to eat? What? Toast. Lovely. Some good things to eat. And a lot of them actually made with grain, aren't they? And of course, where does grain come from? Maybe you've seen in the fields around here, the combine harvesters are beginning to move out, aren't they, and reap the grain. And ultimately, it's God who provides food for us to eat, isn't it? With rain from the sky and sunshine and so on. It's God who satisfies our physical hunger. But this week, we're also thinking about our spiritual needs and how God provides us with his truth, his word for eternity. He feeds our souls as well as our bodies. In the desert, the Israelites were hungry. They'd left Egypt and they'd gone out into the desert. And of course, they were hoping they'd be fed, they'd have something to eat. But in the desert, there's nothing, just sand, isn't there? And perhaps little scrubby weeds, but not much else. And so they complained to Moses. And Moses, of course, prayed to God. It's a very good thing to do, isn't it? When there's a crisis, first thing to do is turn to God and say, please, God, we need help. And God provided for them. Does anybody know what God provided for them in the morning? So your breakfast for the morning. What did God provide for the Israelites in the morning? Manna. Lovely. Okay. So I've got a plate here saying manna. Does anybody know what manna means? That's a tough question. It was sort of hidden in our reading there.
What is it?
That's right. Because this stuff that they sort of found on the ground, they didn't know what it was. They'd never seen it before. What is it? What strange stuff. So they actually called it manna, which means what is it? So I brought some, I don't know, Jane, would you like to distribute some what's-its around the church? And also maybe when you've run out of what's-its, maybe some wafers as well. There we go. So there you go. Because this was this strange stuff. It wasn't cheese flavour, actually. It was probably a little bit more like the pink wafers that are going to come in a moment when she's run out of cheesy ones. But they'd never seen anything like it before. They thought, this is very odd, very strange. And that was its name. What is it? Manna. And some wafers as well, if you would. Thank you. But there was a catch, because it came with a health warning on it. Does anybody know what the health warning was on the manna? Which one?
Only one day's supply.
One day's supply, that's right. And do you remember what happened when they tried to keep it for the following day? They didn't have fridges, did they? Put it in their larder. What happened?
Went moldy,
had worms in and all that sort of thing. Horrible. I don't know, maybe you've had food like go off like that occasionally when it's past its sell-by or its best before. God warned them, you've only got enough for one day. So what you need to do is go out each morning and get just enough for that day. Don't be greedy. Don't go and collect extra. Just enough for that day. Why do you think God told them that? Why did he arrange for it to be just enough for one day? Trust, yes. Teaching them to trust him. not to store up lots and lots and lots. So it's good, isn't it, to remember that we need to trust God for our daily bread. When Jesus taught them the Lord's Prayer, I expect they all thought, ah, like the people in the wilderness. Enough just for each day. Daily bread. It had a health warning on it. It'll only last for one day. And so for how long, do you think, did they go and collect that manna? How many years?
40.
40 years. Now that's a pretty long time, isn't it, to be on one single diet. So you can imagine why they might start grumbling again, can't you? Actually, it wasn't that tough a diet, was it? Because there was one other thing they had to vary the diet. What did they have in the evening? Somebody at the back shout at me.
Quail.
Lovely, yeah. Anybody had quail? Anybody? One or two of you have had quail. It's quite a posh food, isn't it? Yes. Luxury item, quail. And what do they like, quail? Sorry? Nice? Yeah?
Bit like a darker chicken.
And a sort of, I think a chicken that's been put in the hot wash, actually, because they're tiny, aren't they? Rather bony and yes, small and so on. So you'd have to gather quite a few of them to have a good meal. But there were loads of them. I think in one place it says they stretch for miles and miles, you know, quail everywhere. And there were loads of them. So they also had meat to eat. And so the Israelites were fed. They were provided for. God provided for their physical needs. And they were a luxury item, quail. Even though these were slaves who had escaped. They were refugees in the desert. And forever afterwards, the people's dream of heaven was of daily bread given by God, provided by God each day, morning and evening. And that was their dream of what heaven would be like. So, great. Thank you, the drama team. Very good. I think if we're honest, most of us probably have enough to eat, don't we? We're not really starving, or not very often today. In fact, I don't know about you, but my problem is I have to hold back on food. Otherwise, I just get bigger and bigger all the time. But most people today also, if we're honest, there's a bit of an inner hunger there still, a longing and a thirst for something more than just food. And to my mind, it's a hunger to know God, isn't it? To be loved, to feel valued, to feel special, to be part of a bigger story, perhaps to be part of a loving community like God's people. From our reading from John, who is the bread of life? You heard it. Jesus, isn't it? Jesus is the bread of life. And so in the New Testament story there, it's Jesus who is the true bread from heaven. And Jesus came to teach us about God so that we feed our souls on his truth. And we grow in our experience of God. But you remember, don't you, the health warning that came with the manna? And the health warning was, it only lasts for a day, doesn't it? It'll go off if you keep it for more than a day. What about the true bread, the word of life, the bread of life? That doesn't come with a health warning. In a way, that comes with the opposite, a promise that it lasts into eternity, not just for a day or two or a week or a year, but for eternity. Doesn't need a health warning like the manna does. God's truth lasts, stands forever, abides for eternity. And God's truth gives us eternal life. Do you remember in the Garden of Eden? There was the tree of life in the middle of the garden. And they were allowed to eat from that tree. And that gave them life, kept them, if you like, from death and from suffering. And in a way, Jesus is like that. Jesus gives us eternal life. In the desert, I think God had hoped that the Israelites would grasp that physical food wasn't everything, that they needed more than that, that they needed to depend on God for, yes, for their daily bread, but also for spiritual health, for true, for full life. And Jesus spelt that out in his teaching, but the people didn't really get it. In our story, they were still running around the shores of the lake to catch Jesus and to ask him, please, can't you provide food again? You've done it for 5,000 just now. Can't you provide more food for us? Moses did it in the wilderness, and he just didn't feed 5,000. He fed all the Israelites, millions of them. And he didn't just feed them for one occasion. He fed them for 40 years in the desert. So come on, Jesus. See if you can do as Moses did or better. And they were challenging him. They were trying to get him to produce and to feed them. But what was Jesus' response? Well, Jesus pointed out that it was actually God who fed the Israelites in the desert. It wasn't Moses, actually. It was God who fed them. And God wants us to nourish our souls, not on bread, but on Jesus, as he called himself, the bread of life. We don't live by physical bread alone, but we live by God's word in Christ. And indeed, particularly, we live through Jesus, who is the bread of life. Many people today have overfed bodies, but undernourished souls, don't they? It's very easy, isn't it, to just deal with the physical things and to forget about our souls and our eternal health, our eternal life. We live truly by God's word and by his truth in Jesus. And do notice, I'm not talking about the church. When you sort of read the newspapers, the journalists are always writing about the church and what Rowan Williams has said or what the bishops have done or whatever. And it's all about politics of human beings. That's not really what it's about. It's about Jesus. Our faith really is about Jesus. He's the one who feeds us, not the church. It's not even really about the Bible. Important book, though this is, because in this we read about Jesus. But it's actually about him, a person, himself. He is the bread of life. So we need to focus on Jesus. Only Jesus will sustain our souls for eternity. I wonder if there's some way today that you could focus on Jesus. Perhaps this week, is there some way in which you could start your day, maybe, by asking Jesus to be part of it, be at the heart of it? Maybe there's some way in which you're facing challenges at the moment. How can you actually ask Jesus to be the focus of that? Because he will nourish you. He'll feed you. He'll give you the bread of life. Let's just be quiet for a moment and think about those things. Let's think about God providing for his people in the wilderness. And about Jesus, the bread of life for us today. Lord, is there some way that I can feed this week on Jesus Christ, the true bread from heaven? Holy Spirit, come now, we pray, and nourish your people with the bread of life for eternity.